put it in shit. We used to play with shit when I was a kid. Because you could freak the girls out on the block. You could take a piece of stick and put it in the shit and walk around going, doo-doo, 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 going to put it on you.
Crying, going, stop!
Nobody don't want me!
What's wrong with y'all?
He was gonna put his doodle on me!
You out there playing in the shit again?
That with dead birds and everything. No, we didn't pick them up. You don't have to pick them. You just put a piece of cloth or something. Anything that's touched a dead object, you can walk around and say, dead bird, gonna put it on you. Put it on you.
Stop!
My grandmother used to look at me and say, stop playing with him, girls. She was like 98, my grandmother, senile. Seriously, we have conversations. She say,
oh, you know, Mama, what time is it, baby? What time is it? Wait, young, what time is it?
It's 8:15, Grandma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, them little kid out there playing doodle. What's it? I love you. You said, what time is it, son?
You buy your grandmother sweaters and shit for Christmas, right? That's a grandmother present. A sweater. Because they always cold. They always be bitching about the cold.
It's cold in here. Why is it all cold in here? It's so cold in here.
We just turned the heat up, Grandma.
Good. What time is it? It's freezing, and I don't know what time it is. I don't know what time it is, and I'm cold. Make me a cup of tea. Take me a cup of tea. Make me a cup of tea. Put some lemon in it.
You want some sugar in it?
No sugar. Just lemon. Baby.
Huh?
What time is it?
And we used to give them sweaters for Christmas. He used to give Christmas. That's the day where fathers should, like, just freak out. Because my father used to buy me, like, big expensive gifts and shit like that. And fathers get cheap shit like Old Spice. That's a father gift, you know? He's like, hey, Pop, buy him some Old Spice. Because you see the commercial, the guy goes, he said, wow, I'll buy that for my father, man. For Christmas. Or High Karate and some cheap shit like that. Or Brute by Fabergé and shit. They say by Fabergé, like that's supposed to be impressive and shit. Brute by Fabergé. Cheap ass cologne. That's the kind of shit you buy your father. Brood and drawers and socks. And your father go out and buy you like racetracks and shit. And Tyco train sets. Because you make a list. You know, you say, I want this. I want G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. And I want AFF racing track. Your father go out and buy all that stuff and it'd be under the tree. And you come down and rip all the stuff open and it'd be toys and shit on the floor, everything scattered all over the place, and your father come downstairs, you say, it's yours, daddy! It's just one box, every kid in the house's name is on the card. He says, hey, thanks a lot. Hey, open it up and say, Brute by Fabergé. Thank you. Cheap motherfucker. They got to smile when they get that stuff, man. I can't. My father just did so good and whatnot. I mean, but he put the Brute in his room. That's where they put all the cologne. They put it in their top drawer and just sit it in there, and it just keeps piling up every Christmas. And then you go steal a cologne when you're like 16 and going on your first date and start dousing your body in the shit. You say, hey, I'm gonna do my first date.
Yeah,
Then you find out how bad it burns when you put cologne on your private parts, right? What happened to me? I was in front of the sink. I tried to put it in the sink. I was going, woo! And my mother walked in the bathroom and said, "You lazy nigga. You're too lazy to take a shower, gonna wash your dick in the sink." And I don't know about white parents, but black parents get on the phone and tell their relatives about shit like this. Which is bad. They get on the phone and say, "Do you know I caught the boy with his dick in the sink?" "No, not in the kitchen, the bathroom sink." "Yes." Relatives be coming over, "Hey, how you doing, Ed? You the one that had his dick in the sink, right?" "Yeah, I heard about it." "No, you ain't gotta give me five, just back the fuck home." Yeah, your grandmother wanted to know why, and she'd be like,
"Why you would... Nan told me that you had your dick in the sink." "Well, why you put it in there? Huh? Was something wrong with you? What's wrong? Why, baby, why you put your dick in the sink? They had a new thing now? Running around sniffing cocaine, wearing short dress, put your dick in the sink." "Baby, that's nasty. You nasty, baby.